band was still in constant contact with Tim Cook, POD's manager, and he offered the band a spot on the Youth of a Nation tour. This was the break the band were looking for. They knew that they could communicate live what the demo could not.
Yes!
Before Tim would give them the tour, he wanted to make sure that they had the $40,000 needed to make it all the way around the country.
So we said, like, all right, give us a week and we'll think about it, see if we can get some money. So we just, you know, I remember us having a meeting and it was a bit of a crisis meeting, I think, because this is, in a lot of ways, it felt like this is our last chance to be able to do this, you know. Because we didn't feel like, you know, doing another, you know, punk rock.
Yeah, there was, we weren't making money on it. I had no more. I couldn't just take more time off for touring. You know, it wasn't doable.
Yes.
I think it was a turning point for us, where we chose between either just, you know, it's just quit, or we go with it.
Yeah, nobody said it straight out that we were gonna quit, but I think, you know.
It was definitely in our heads, I think.
Yeah, you know, that this is like our only opportunity. So what we did, we you know, called up some, you know, friends and tried to, you know, get some money, and after a week we didn't have any. Like, I think we had enough to pay for the plane tickets. Just rational thinking, we were like, we're stupidest band in the world going to do this, because it's, you know, like, just bound for failure. But I think, you know, we had some belief that, you know, like, something bigger might happen if we go for it, and I think we had the feeling that, you know, hopefully someone was watching over us.
Your eyes were always there.
I think it's never been for us, like, we've seen, like, this, you know, fire writing in the sky, like, you shall go over to the, do this, blah, blah, blah. It's just been about that peace. And even though, you know, as you said, like, rational thinking would just say that this is ludicrous, don't go. And even some people said that to us, you know, don't go, you might upend in debt and all this stuff. And we're just like, yeah, you're right. And we took some really consideration about, like, are we really going to do this? And then, like, we just felt, all of us, that we should probably do this, even though it's ludicrous.
Yeah. I called Tim, you know, back the next week, and he's like, so do you guys have the money? Or first he asked, like, do you guys want to do the tour? And we're like, yes, we're going to do it. And he's like, do you have the money? Well, we're working on it. So that's what we did. We just flew over with no money, basically, and we did the tour. I think what you know, in our minds when we got over there, we were like, we're gonna do this, you know. And we had been doing rough tours before. I mean, we came from the European tour that wasn't that fancy, but the thing was also that this was a huge opportunity for us, because, you know, I mean, we were playing to, you know, 3,000 people every night, and a lot of people never heard of us before. So it was definitely, you know, we definitely thought that, you know, if we're gonna do this, you know, let's do it all the way. And, you know, some labels came out and saw us, and I remember us actually walking the street in San Francisco, and we got a call, like, there's two, like, major labels that wants to meet with you guys in LA. So drive through the night, and you know, so we did that, and from that last show, I remember we got signed to Elektra Records. Actually, the last thing that happened on the tour was because, you know, we had no money and we didn't know how we were doing financially. Jimmy sat and counted it the last night before we flew home. And we're like, I wonder if, you know, we're in debt now or how we're doing. And he counted it, and it was like, we broke even, like, right on the money. And it was, you know, $40,000, right, as Tim could say. So it's pretty amazing, you know, just how things turned out.